starting up tomorrow is a new group, and here to tell us more about that, we have Erica Paquette from Wish and Haley Beard from KIC. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks. So what is this group that is starting up?
So this is going to be a brown bag lunch women's group located at IROC, which is at the prevention building for Wish. And it's going to be, we're going to talk about different social justice movements and how they have to do with violence against women. In particular, we kind of wanted to zoom in on the cultural shift that we've been seeing happen over the past year with the Me Too movement about sexual harassment and sexual assault that started on Twitter with women just disclosing that something may have happened to them in the past. And so I just feel like there's a lot of confusion or maybe just questions and conversations that women are having in other places in our community. And so we just wanted to facilitate a space where it was safe, women felt safe to talk about this, and then maybe we could also give some resources and some more educational information about the women's movement and how that ties into violence against women.
And where you mentioned it's at IROC and it's starting tomorrow. What time?
Oh, it's starting from noon to 1 o'clock. So during the lunch hour, it's a brown bag lunch. And so people can bring their own lunch. And we're just going to be facilitating a safe space for women to talk about the Me Too movement and other things going on in pop culture right now that have to do against, sexual harassment, domestic violence, sexual assault.
And have you had, I guess, that becoming more common of a topic right now?
Yeah, right now, I think on the Times magazine, they had the Me Too women who were able to speak out on things that had been done to them in the past, whether it be last week or last year, 10 years ago, and just kind of breaking that silence. And that's kind of the message that domestic violence and our programs have is awareness starts with breaking the silence. And sometimes we might lose privileges, people in our community may be victim blaming us, so saying that we might be lying. And so that stuff can be really hurtful. And so we just kind of wanted to talk, a little more about victim blaming and where that stems from and how do we move past that so that we can see kind of the shift in culture that's going on in the United States here in Ketchikan, too.
Okay. And it looks like you wanted to say something, Erica.
Oh, yeah. I think, and two, we're hoping this can be a place not for necessarily sharing of past traumas. So it's, there's definitely advocates available, but this isn't a place where people are coming as a support group. I mean, I think we all kind of know that almost every woman has been the victim of, some form of sexual harassment on up. But, just a place where we can discuss these topics and then also maybe be able to move it into some different strategic advocacy. So, power in numbers. I think if we really want to change the culture, it starts with these discussion pieces. I mean, awareness is the first step, that discussion of what we can do. But and then how do we move forward from there? So, how do we influence policy? How do we use our combined voices to really create a lasting change? And then having we get to talk about these things all day at work, and it is difficult, I think, for some people to be able to, just kind of wrap their head around everything that's going on and that cultural shift, and some people might feel left behind or, it's a safe place for people to ask questions and that kind of stuff. And then if you want to get more involved, we have resources and definitely projects that people could jump in on.
Yeah. So in a sense, this is more educational and sharing. It's not a counseling group, so to speak.
Yeah.
So don't go in with that idea. It's more learning more, kind of knowing what's going on. And
Yeah, Haley likes to use the term oppression Olympics. So we're not trying to one up each other about saying who had it worse, or it's definitely not a space for that.
This, so you're having this tomorrow. Is this something that's going to be a monthly event or quarterly, or is it periodically you're going to continue these?
Maybe.
Or kind of just finding out tomorrow.
Yeah, so we plan on doing this group. We don't know how long. We're hoping that the group and the women that become kind of the base for that group that choose to attend will kind of like organically form themselves, and so that they're able to make connections outside of that 1 hour. And we're going to do it starting tomorrow, so every other Thursday, so the first and third Thursday of every month. At IROC, same brown bag lunch. And so hopefully people will just begin to have these conversations outside of the room. And we will facilitate a space for people who maybe sometimes in those group situations we tend to overshare just because, I mean, public speaking can be hard. Mm-hmm. So talking in front of other people that you don't know, you might overshare. But we just encourage people to come with thoughtful questions. Kind of about like how they feel about what's going on. And with the Me Too campaign, if you don't know about it, I encourage you to just Google hashtag Me Too so that you can know a little more about that and people disclosing some things that had been done to them. And we're just really looking forward to it. I don't think Ketchikan has provided a space like this besides in people's personal homes to talk about these type of things. And so we have some really great curriculum that's kind of the Department of Justice. This is a gold standard right now in the United States for these movements. And we'll talk about a little bit about like how even if you're passionate about other types of human rights stuff, how that can tie into this Me Too movement as well. And I just think it's going to be really great.
Okay. And for those who are not familiar with where IROC is located,
it's at 2106 Tongass Avenue. So it's in directly next to the first or the Tongass Federal Credit Union's Home Loan Center. It's that same parking lot and right across from the Tongass Ave from the First Bank Financial Center there. And you'll see a sign that says IROC, and then you can park along the building there, just not over closest to the Tongass Towers. That's like private parking, but you can park all.
It's marked, too.
Yeah.
But if it says don't park here,
don't park there.
Okay. And certainly you can always park at the plaza and walk across the street if need be.
Yeah, another option.
Okay. All right. Anything else you wanted to add?
No, we just hope to see. So it is a women's group. And like I said, hopefully that this can like organically form itself. And so maybe we can open up to other community members. If it does turn out to be a successful group, this is kind of like a pilot for us. Like I said, we have never facilitated a structured space to talk about these things in our community. So.
Okay. All right. Great. Thank you
very
much.
All right. Hope to see you there. Thank you.
Thanks. Haley Beard with KIC and Erica Paquette with GWISH. And again, that group starting at noon tomorrow.